Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon successfully underwent a tracheotomy today to help wean him from the respirator he's been on since his massive stroke last week. Sharon's condition has thrown Israeli politics into turmoil. Israelis hold elections March 28th. Polls show Sharon's new Kadima party far ahead of both the center-left Labor Party and the right-wing Likud. But Sharon's heir apparent, acting Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, is far less popular than Sharon. And Israeli analysts say he could have a tough time rallying Sharon's supporters to his leadership. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Since Ariel Sharon's stroke, Ehud Olmert has kept a low profile, concentrating more on his job as finance minister than as acting prime minister. In an interview with Israel Television, he trumpeted the achievements of the Israeli economy in the past year, including a growth rate of more than 5%.
We can indicate stability and strength and the ability of the Israeli economy to withstand unexpected events.
Ironically, these economic gains really belong to his predecessor and political rival, Benjamin Netanyahu, who initiated far-reaching reforms before quitting the government in protest over the Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza Strip last summer. But Israeli analyst Gerald Steinberg says that in the days since Sharon's stroke, Olmert has been conveying the right message to the Israeli public, a message of continuity and stability.
That there is no lapse in Israeli leadership. The process, the structure is intact, and in the Israeli society, Israeli policy, and Israeli security activities do not depend on one individual. And Olmert has done that. He's able to broadcast, transmit continuity.
At the same time, Olmert has begun to make decisions. He announced that Palestinian residents of East Jerusalem will be allowed to vote in parliamentary elections later this month, despite strong opposition from some within his own government. Netanyahu and other hardliners criticized the move, but it obviously pleased Israel's strongest ally, the United States. Israel Radio reported the Bush administration has invited Olmert to visit Washington next month, which could give him a boost ahead of the Israeli elections in late March. Olmert was the youngest Knesset member in Israel's history when he was elected to the legislature at age 28 as a member of the right-wing Likud bloc, co-founded by Ariel Sharon. Olmert comes from a political family in Jerusalem and is known as a die-hard fan of the city's soccer team who hasn't missed a game in years. Olmert served as Jerusalem's mayor for a decade. But Steinberg says Olmert's lack of leadership experience could hurt him in the upcoming election campaign.
He's been a member of the Likud, an active politician, a minister for many, many years. He's quite well known, but he has no experience in any of the top jobs, foreign ministry, defense ministry. He has no strong security background. That's clearly going to be a liability.
Yet even his critics say Olmert could grow into the job. David Kimchi is a former senior Israeli intelligence official and an advisor to Labor Party leader Amir Peretz.
He's a very intelligent person. He's sharp, sometimes too sharp. He's moved, as many other Israelis, a long way down the political road to moderation.
What most Israelis want, according to the polls, is a prime minister who will be tough on terrorism but continue the move towards disengagement from the Palestinians, with further withdrawals of troops and settlers from at least parts of the West Bank. That seems to be where Sharon was heading when he founded the Kadima Party just over a month before his stroke. Israeli analysts say Olmert's challenge now is to unite Kadima around his leadership. Polls show if he can do that, Olmert is likely to become Israel's next prime minister. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.